T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in a half hour, Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil.
Man, I don't want to talk about his Rams. I talk about the Eagles, Wilbert Montgomery.
Harold Carmichael. Let's keep going.
You don't want to.
Ron Jaworski.
You'll get beat in that game.
Ron Jaworski.
You'll get beat in that game.
I love the young people.
Yeah, because I ran out. That was my big three.
Bill Berge. Remember Bill Berge, the linebacker?
No.
Andre Waters.
He could hit.
Dirty Waters.
Yeah. Herm Edwards.
McWho?
Yeah.
Huh? Herm Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got fired.
Yeah. They say some...
Unceremoniously.
Yeah, some dirt was going on.
Well...
Recently got let go, too.
Yeah.
Arizona State.
Yeah.
The night after, like 5 minutes after their last game, they told him. That video?
Is there a video out?
Well, there's a video after they lost their last game.
Okay.
He was talking to the athletic director and somebody else, maybe the president, and they were just, I think that probably
get to the house.
Let's pull the plug.
Call him the next day.
Maybe he quit. He might have quit at that point.
See ya.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy.
Polo, San Mateo. What's up, Polo?
Mm-hmm. Nothing much. We're just chilling.
Sure.
Hey, I want to say this.
Yeah.
Who is Kyle Shanahan with all these players that he got with Kittle and Brandon Duke? We don't know. We know what he is with Matt Ryan and Julio. There's a good duo right there. You know, star receiver. A big star, tall receiver that they had. We don't have that over here. That's what Kyle Shanahan wants and can't get. Could have got with Jamar Chase, but didn't get that. At this point, I don't even know what to say. I think we should ask Steve Kerr. He should ask Steve Kerr how to utilize the stars that he had on the 49ers.
You know what I think? I have this written down.
Uh-oh.
I got something that'll help Kyle Shanahan, and I'm dead serious. You know who he needs? He needs a Raymond Ridder.
Wow.
In his life.
Or double.
Raymond Ridder is...
This is great. I'm listening.
PR director. But he's more than that for the Golden State Warriors.
Legendary PR director.
He essentially... You know, he's a media relations guy, but he's more than that. But the bottom line is, Raymond Ridder has nothing but Steve Kerr's best interest at heart.
Wow.
Everything Raymond Ridder does for Steve Kerr, it's in the best interest of Steve Kerr and the organization. Always. So, they'll be, let's say the Warriors will practice. And then they'll be done practicing and it's time for Steve Kerr to meet the media. Well, sometimes Raymond won't say anything to Steve Kerr, just go deal with the media. But usually, the two of them meet before he sees the media. And Raymond will be like, you're probably going to get asked about this today. You know, there's a report about Durant, there's a writer in New Jersey who said Durant ripped you. He called you the worst coach in the Western Conference, so you're probably going to get asked about that. Other than that, there's a feature writer from Sports Illustrated. Any chance I can get you him for five minutes? Yeah, sure, no matter. Yeah. Like that.
Oh, man.
Kyle Shanahan doesn't have a guy like that. Like, do you think Kyle Shanahan right now knows tomorrow he's going to get asked about Jimmy Garoppolo in a big way?
No.
I'm not sure. But I know that when he gets it, he'll kind of be annoyed.
Well, you know what?
He knows.
Okay, but
he needs somebody to help him read the room.
Wow, man.
Is what he does need.
I think he's failing at that.
I do too. Joe in San Jose.
That's
great. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey.
Let me tell you what's wrong with this team. I'll tell you what's wrong with this team. This team can't come back. They're down points, and everybody in their right mind knows where the ball's going. And the problem is, Kyle Shanahan made the mess, and they're putting it on Jimmy to clean the mess. And it ain't going to happen. And like my boy Steiny always says, Kyle, hit the pike. Have a good day.
See that? And I know you're over there like, "Goo, you're going crazy, a hamster in a cage." And you ever say something, you're like, "Man, that sounds good." But my line for the ingredients for this to be a disaster, it's bigger than the football field. It's the relationship of a dude that you, and it's okay. You said bye-bye to. And now this season hinges on what he's going to do. And if this video gate, which I remember I said, hey, this is about to rattle, Ray. This beneath me. I'm not getting into that. But it's a thing. But again, he's already showing you, you know what? You showed me what you thought about me. I'm not disrespecting Jimmy. You can say whatever, going through one ear, out the other. That's a detriment to the team. That's dissension.
Steiny, you can't compare the NBA to the NFL. Of course you can. When you're talking about media relations and a guy who keeps a coach up to date on what's going on.
You didn't say 2-3
zone. Here's the bottom line, too. That's the difference between Steve Kerr and Kyle Shanahan. After practice, Raymond Ritter will get with Steve Kerr, and they'll catch up, and you know what? Here's kind of what's going on, and you know, what do you think? How do you think you should handle it? Okay, I'll do it this way. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Think about this for a minute. Practice is over for the 49ers. Somebody's going to come up to Kyle Shanahan.
I don't believe
everything we know about Kyle Shanahan and say, hey, Kyle, here's what's going on today. There's stuff going on with Jimmy you're going to get asked about. And I think maybe, just try. I think we should downplay it. Not a big deal. He's not even listening to that guy. He has no interest in that guy, Kyle Shanahan. He's not going to. PR director, what do you think we should do? No, he's just going to do what he does because that's who he is.
And Raymond Ritter would have talked to him once Trey got hurt on how to go out at the media, and we wouldn't have saw the debacle, which we did see. But this is why I fool with Kerr. Remember when he got caught on tape saying, not on tape, he gets on my nerves with Trey? He owned that. He went to the podium and owned. You think Kyle would have did that?
Caught on a hot mic? Well, maybe.
Well, Kerr's wasn't a hot mic. It was you could see it like.
No, it came out.
Oh, I always saw him just mouth it, and then they replayed it like, get on my damn nerves.
No, he said it. He said he was tired of Draymond's ass.
Man.
So, Let's go to Will. Will's in Connecticut. What's up, Will? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? You hear me?
Mm-hmm. All you.
Hey, I'm doing well, thank you. Listening all the way from here in Connecticut.
Nice.
I've been hearing a lot of, everybody's obviously upset with the way the season's going. A lot of complaining, but not a lot of solution-oriented. I mean, we went through the same stuff last year. Things are pretty similar. So I just wanted to propose a suggestion to kind of see what you guys had thought about this. In 2019, we made a mid-season trade for Emmanuel Sanders, really gave the offense a boost. Same thing in 2017 when we acquired Jimmy. I wanted to know what you guys thought about. I mean, it's probably a little too early to think trade, but bringing in someone like Kareem Hunt back out of, to add to our back room, since Kyle doesn't really seem to trust rookies anyway, and we've been spending third round picks on rookies that aren't really seeing a lot of play time. Somebody to give the offense a little boost out of the back. We know we're not going to stretch the field this year, so Danny Gray might be a waste of a pick, at least this year. Don't know how much playing time he's going to see anyway. But what you guys thought about kind of trying to get a trade going if we end up 1-3 or 2-5 or we're under 500?
I mean, why is Cleveland giving him up?
Yeah, I got him on my fantasy. But again, he can be a bell cow. I don't know if he fits Kyle's, He's just got to be some obscure name. I don't know. And then I'm thinking, every time I think running backs, I think of Trey Sermon. Did he really get a chance? And you just shown us you exercised a draft pick and a guy. You know what system you run. Obviously, he didn't fit it. Now he's gone somewhere else. Like, and I know, Stoney, hey, the draft is not, it's not, they all don't work out. But it's just like, this is why I dubbed this dude a genius, or I thought he knew what his guy or guys look like. Has Danny Gray caught a pass? Have they thrown a deep ball to him once? I got the answer. No. Like, why are you going to get these things and not use them?
Kind of makes you wonder why you called him a genius when you hadn't seen him call plays before.
Oh, no. Hey, hold on.
No,
I seen what he did for RG3. Mm-mm. I was emotionally involved in those games. I seen what he did for Matt Ryan. He had Julio. He had two stud running backs. Everybody ate. But Atlanta was lethal. Where's that? Again, it must be the quarterback. It must be the quarterback.
The quarterback's better and the wide receiver's better. Please, they don't have a Julio Jones on this roster. They don't have anybody close to Julio Jones on this roster.
Well, hold on.
Not
now.
Even I'm, close.
I'm, hold on. I got two names. I'm not going to
say
dare
them all you want.
Tell the
say it. I'm not talking about a guy who's had a good year. I'm talking about a guy who's a legitimate star player
this is where
who's
I was going.
Done it over 3 to 5 years.
This is why I feel like you're disrespecting Debo. Forget what he is. He's a mismatch every time he steps on the field. Tell me we've seen that. He's a mismatch.
And he if was you think, in 2021.
And you're not by yourself. See, that's what... Okay, how are you going to adjust to the others, the defense adjusting to you, Kyle? You can't be a one-trick pony. Okay, now you've seen what they've done. What are you going to do to combat it? Combat it. That's what the great ones do. So us saying, oh, Debo's been figured out. Okay, well, let's do some, take it to a next level, Kyle. Like, this just ain't all on Debo. And again, every defense is not Denver, but let me tell you something. When you're in the, and I'll tell you this, Dallas couldn't stop Debo in the playoffs. The Rams couldn't stop Debo in the playoffs.
What if he's a gimmick? What if he's a gimmick that worked 1 year?
You don't pay gimmicks what you did, Debo.
I mean, maybe.
I don't believe you believe that. It's a valid question.
I believe he's overrated. I think all these guys are overrated.
On the Niners?
I'm dead serious. I do. Because...
Kyle's the biggest one, though.
I'm just saying, like, I don't see a Super Bowl team. And it's like, well, Kyle this, Kyle that. It's like, you know what? I don't see a Super Bowl team, no matter who's coaching. I saw instability at quarterback at the start of the season, and now I see absolutely mediocre play at the quarterback position. I see a tight end who's supposed to be dynamic, who isn't, at least now. All right? I see Debo Samuel off to a bad start. Ayuk. Doghouse half of last year. 140 yards through. Like, all I'm saying is why? The offensive line's in shambles, everybody seems to agree. Like, everybody talks about everything that's wrong with this team, so why do you think they're going to the playoffs? Like, that's what I don't get. Do they really have a Super Bowl window with Garoppolo at quarterback, with this offensive line? With these weapons that are all underachieving.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stoney, they got one game away from the bowl for the second time in 4 years, as you talked about, 3 years, as you talked about. And that wasn't all just defense.
Marco in Pittsburgh. What's up, Marco? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? Great show. Love hearing you guys. Hey, this team is going through an identity crisis, the offense at least, and that's because of Kyle Shanahan. It's a reflection of him as a coach. I think you don't see that on the defensive side. I see DeMarco Ryan's chest pumping, going after, you know, getting guys excited. Shanahan is bland. He's beige. And I even question if he wants to be the coach of the 49ers right now.
Wow.
Now, he said something that hit me in the cardiac muscle.
What?
There are three units to a football team. Offense, defense, and special teams. All ran by different coaches. Robert Saleh parlayed his defensive unit and their success to a head coaching job. I was worried. D'Amico, I don't know. Now they're running around like crazed bandits. His stock is up.
Who's that?
D'Amico Ryans.
Okay.
Okay? And the defense is the best part. Kyle, what's up with the one specialty that you do and bring? You got Matt Steinmetz saying they didn't, and you ain't the only one, they didn't figure Debo out, the bubble sweeps, the jet screen. Where's the adjustment? And maybe that's why they blow 10-point leads, because you stay steady Freddy, and you never go for the jugular. Something's up, man. That's why I said, you know what? If he wins it, maybe he'll have to lose his gig and then sit down like Herm, think about it, because he'll get another chance and then go Andy Reid and get it somewhere else. Right now, I don't believe this dude can look in the mirror and thinks he does anything wrong. I really believe he thinks his hands are clean on the Trey Lance injury.
Well,
and the running.
Why?
When you told us at every turn, real quick, Snotty, you told us at every turn this dude was a drop back passer. And you were scared to show us, let the man throw. I'm not just saying that. So the people on Twitch, YouTube, Comcast Business Text Line.
What?
Back up off me.
No.
It ain't too many. Just one dude, Hugh Jardine on YouTube said my shirt suck. Kind of hurt me a little bit. But anyway, come on, Stoney.
You get to have it both ways.
Can get me to Santa Clara.
You get to have it both ways.
I'll go out there tomorrow. I'm ready.
For what?
To ask Kyle questions. They're throwing softballs. And I'm ready now. I will go in there like we're doing. Kyle, hey, you feel like you really didn't have anything to do with Trey Lance getting hurt?
He would say, I never said that.
Now, I didn't expect that rebuttal. he wouldn't say that. That threw me off.
God. Kyle would make mincemeat out of you.
I'm ready.
Oh, man.
Send me on a mission.
Oh, he would.
No, not to be disrespectful. Hey, Kyle.
Careful.
What'd you think Jimmy said? Everybody's making a big deal of what Jimmy said coming off the field.
Oh.
He looked upset about the play calling. Have you two talked?
I'm not actually sure what you're talking about.
Well, it looked like he used some profanity coming on an incomplete third down pass. He came off the field and mouthed something to the effect. Kyle?
Well, how do we know? I don't understand even the context.
Well, a lot of people on the people
where,
on...
Where was this?
The field against Denver. Late third quarter. Incomplete pass.
So how do people even know this?
Because oh my God, maybe I'm not familiar
with anything you're talking
maybe
about.
I'll stay here with you, right?
No, I've been in front of a computer working on schemes against the Rams. Now, explain to me what happened again, because I don't know.
Your quarterback, starting quarterback.
All right.
Your second one, another one's hurt. Came off the field after an incompletion.
Okay.
And another empty possession, and was caught on camera using some profanity.
Mm.
And it looked like he was displeased with the play calling. A lot of people are running, writing articles on the radio talking about, are you guys good? Jimmy, can you speak to that?
Oh, we're
your
good.
Relationship?
Yeah.
You guys on the same page?
Oh, absolutely. Why do you think we went out and
Well, you got 10 points against Denver Sunday
Excuse
night.
Excuse me. Are you going to let me finish, or are you just going to accost me? Who are you, by the way?
Daryl the Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game, 12 to 3.
Obviously, I've got...
Evan Giddings, our producer.
Obviously...
I'll mess around that.
Obviously, I have a great relationship with Jimmy because he's back. If Jimmy and I didn't have a great relationship, he would have never agreed to stay here. But he did. And yeah, it's like any relationship and stuff. You know, we've got our ups and downs, but football's an emotional game. It's an emotional game and stuff. And I would expect him to be upset because that shows he cares.
Well, let me ask you this, Coach, and I appreciate that. Jimmy said he's not in game shape.
No, he's not.
You guys are 1-2. Yeah. Is this a 3-4 week process? When do you expect, or when can Niners fans expect him to be in game shape? And what can you do, or what are you going to do to help facilitate that?
Well, it's not my job to get a guy in shape. I mean, these kids got to be motivated by themselves, especially a veteran like Jimmy Garoppolo. It's not my job to get him into shape. That's the athletic trainer's job.
So you won't cut back his reps during the week?
Why would I save him? Why would I cut back his reps?
Save him?
If I need him to get into better shape.
He's tired. I don't know, coach. Okay. He's telling you he's tired.
Okay.
Arm was barking. That was his turn. That was his verb. His arm was barking.
So let me get this straight. We have a guy who's not in good shape. You want him to work less. Isn't he going to get in worse shape?
Coach, I just asked the questions that the people want answers to. I'm not a trainer.
Obviously. because I like to get my players in shape, and they've got to work hard to get in shape.
Chosen One, again on YouTube, ding, ding, if I Guru Treat, Guru Snack, saying, well, what's the point of getting a weapon if you're not going to use it? And Brandon up. No, well, you throw your hand.
You get to have it both ways. It's gotta be fun.
Why does that bother you?
It's gotta be fun for you. I mean, hell, man.
It gotta be fun for you to just ostracize my takes and not have one.
I'm not ostracizing. My take is that it's early in the season, and I believe they're still going to make the playoffs because the NFC's not very good.
See,
and because what's wrong with that?
I'm not mad at you, but I want to football or radio wrestle you because you're not showing any confidence in the powers to be to fix their own backyard.
I just said they're going to go to the playoffs, Guru.
But a big part of that is what's going on in everybody else's yard. Well, what's going on here, Steiny?
Who cares? I think they're going to make the playoffs. Okay. I don't care how.
All right.
Who cares? I think they're going to make the playoffs.
But they're not a threat to win the Super Bowl.
I don't know that yet. It's only week three.
I'll tell you who does. If he can play the sound, he joined the roast this morning. Mm-hmm. Bomani Jones, let's hear it.
With regard to the offense, I think the thing that's probably happened as much as anything else is what happens to just about anybody who blows the world away with their offense at first. Everybody else starts running it, and also everybody else has a lot more time to pay attention to what it is. They start figuring out ways to get around it. Now, to me, and I could be wrong here, I don't know if there's something wrong with the offense as much as your quarterback just isn't good. And I know that people have a bit of an emotional attachment to Jimmy Garoppolo that I find to be peculiar, but he just ain't it. And he hasn't been it. And every sign that the world gives us that he's not it, you got people that jump up and try to be like, oh, no, but Jimmy's a winner. That's not how things work, man. Like, the dude who closes his eyes and throws an interception in the Super Bowl, that ain't what winners do. The dude that runs out the back of the end zone, that's not what winners do. And so I have just found a lot of his decisions, less as coach than personnel man, to be absolutely, like, maddening and confusing. Like, I think he's put together an incredible roster and has done a great job with that. And I do think he's got an offense that, by and large, has a very high floor. But this team ain't going to get it done with the backup quarterback. But can you blame a head coach for not being able to get it done with the backup quarterback, even if the backup was the starter before?
Okay, without being a jerk,
okay,
because I like him.
Yeah.
What the hell did he say that we didn't already know? Jimmy's average. The offense looks peculiar.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Like, we know all that. Yeah. All he did was regurgitate everything we know.
No, what he did to me, and I like him too, Steiny, he blamed Jimmy. When Jimmy has shown you, I can take you to the Super Bowl in 19, and guess what, y'all? I can follow that up when I'm not hurt. With a trip to the NFC Championship game. So I'm standing up for Jimmy in this sense. Had we've been managed different, Bomani,
and our coach Jimmy's not
on the pedal. He said that. I'm disagreeing with him saying, Jimmy's showing you can almost get it done.
Well, again, that's the argument. The argument is half the fan base thinks he can get it done. Half the fan base think he's terrible. Okay. It's like, that's kind of my point. Like, we know that's where everybody's at right now.
Well, the common denominator for me is you go get your new toy in Trey Lance and go to Chicago where everybody expected you to win by 100 and lose.
Yeah.
Well, and Jimmy wasn't there. He was on sideline, but come on. Like, that's a theme. You can't do it with Mullins. You can't do it with Beathard.
By the way, Kittle had his best year with Mullins.
Mm. Is that fact?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Well,
but did you buy me? I think I feel like I heard it. Thank you might be right.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, somebody gave that to you. I thought you had that off the top.
All right. Dick Vermeil coming up on the other side. If you don't know who he is, let me tell you something. He's the man. Great, great football coach and a great man. And I'm pretty sure he likes his wine. Hey, take us and all your favorite shows with you wherever you go. Download the free Odyssey app. You can also listen to Monday Night Football every week. Tonight, it's an NFC East clash as Saquon Barkley and the Giants. We'll be right back. He's a Hall of Fame coach, 15 years as a head coach of the Eagles, Chiefs, and Rams. He won Super Bowl 34 with the Rams. But I'll tell you what, more important, he is the original sleeper in the office. Dick Vermeil was the first gentleman coach that I've ever heard to sleep in the locker room back when you were the Eagles coach. Remember that, coach?
I do. I wasn't smart enough to make it easy.
You know, it's funny because I grew up in Reading, and I'm thinking of Don Tolleson and Action News and Jim Gardner. And I remember them doing a story on you sleeping in the office.
And I couldn't get it done fast enough, I guess. I don't know. But I wore a lot of people out, including myself.
Hey, let me ask you this. Obviously, we're out in San Francisco, and the 49ers have tried something kind of interesting by bringing Jimmy Garoppolo back as a backup. Trey Lance got hurt. Before the season started and you had heard that the 49ers were bringing Garoppolo back, just what were your thoughts on that?
Well, I thought it was great that they brought him. I thought very good stand. It was a very good general manager movement. It was a very good head coach decision together because there aren't many guys like that around that have that experience that if your starter does go down, he can go in and play as well, if not better.
Dick, let me ask you this. I know the game's changed some, but when you look at Kyle Shanahan's style on offense when it comes to the running backs, it's by committee. It's not a bell cow. Is that how you would do it? Is that how you prefer it? Because I'm telling my partner, you know, they're suffering injuries left and right, but I feel like they need that old Roger Craig back there. It may help the offense better.
Well, I definitely think the harder you work them in training camp, and the more you run them, the better they get, the stronger they get, and the more resistant they get to injury. That's my attitude. I've always believed that. You know, they've really taken this approach through all sports, especially like the pitchers in Major League Baseball, and you know, everybody, they're working them less and expecting them to get better, and I don't think it happens. But you know, I don't question what Shanahan does or those guys, because I think they're excellent football coaches, and a lot of people are doing things different than us old timers, believe me.
Let me ask you that, and we're talking to Dick Vermeil, former head coach in the NFL. He's a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In each of your three stops, I kind of feel like, you know, Philly, Kansas City, and L.A., your teams weren't the same. I feel like the Philly team, while you could throw it, was basically a run team with Wilbert Montgomery. Then you threw it in L.A. What is it that you saw in Philly that made you play a certain style, in L.A. to play a certain style, and then in Kansas City to play a certain style?
Well, really, I think the 70, 80 styles of football, we were all pretty much the same. There's more diversification in the game offensively today than ever before. But we all ran the ball more than we threw. Play-action passes, drop-backs, yes, and screens and quick screens and that kind of stuff. And I gradually opened my offense up there as I went along when I brought Sid Gilman in to help with me and that kind of stuff. And, the Harold Carmichael I had there, we found better ways to get him the ball and these kind of things. But after leaving coaching, then coming back 14 years later, I knew I couldn't be my own offensive coordinator. I could be the head coach and hire somebody to be my coordinator to do what he wanted and I wanted and the rest of the offensive staff wanted to do. And we end up with, you know, what is going to be five Hall of Fame players on the same side of the ball, and they could all move, run, and catch. We end up with two quarterbacks that could throw extremely well. Trent Green goes down, but Kurt Warner comes in and plays at a Hall of Fame level. You know, you had to do what they did. And Mike March did a beautiful job of directing the offense to fit the personnel and fit the program that we had been building, you know, prior to him getting there. So it was ended up in a world championship. So I don't second guess that. When we go to the Chiefs, I bring Al Saunders with me. We now have Trent Green again. We have great running back in Priest Holmes. We're a little short on the receivers. We have a great Hall of Fame tight end in Tony Gonzalez, a Hall of Fame right guard, and Will Shields, a Hall of Fame left tackle, and Willie Rofe. We could do about anything we wanted to do. What we couldn't do is stop anybody.
Coach, I remember your post-game pressers, and you wore your heart on your sleeve. You said how you felt, and I know there's the cameras, Twitter, and all this social media, but now, you know, Kyle Shanahan, his post-game pressers, there seems to be not tension, but I call it, I don't feel like he's natural. How did you approach the post-game pressers, and what do you make of it now? How difficult is it for these coaches nowadays?
Well, there's so much more, as you guys know. You know, there's so many people reporting on the game, evaluating the game, the computers, everything. It's just magnified by 50 from what it used to be in the 70s. It was more so, and you know, and when I came back in the 90s, it was more so. Then on into 2003, 2004, 2005, it kept growing, and now it's exploded. There's so many different ways to find out what's going on in the NFL right now. It's hard to pick up what you wanted to decide to read or listen to or watch. You know, it's just, and the critics are out there. You know, the critics are out there. And I think it's much tougher to please a high percentage of the media. And the only thing you can do is just be yourself. Be honest, tell the truth, and move on.
Dick Vermeil joining us on 95.7 The Game. I want to talk about the noise, which I think you were referring to. And it certainly goes on. And that's one of the great things about football. How aware of the noise are you? Or were you when you were a coach? In other words, what the fans were thinking. Hey, maybe Vermeil should go with this guy at tight end. Hey, Vermeil, what's going on with the defense? Like, did you know the temperature of the fan base, and is that important?
I think, you know, it's getting obvious to feel the temperature of the fan. They're all louder. They're all more intense. They're all paying a lot more money to sit in that stadium, watch the game. I think it magnifies their commitment. I know in Philadelphia, the old crowd, the old Vet Stadium guys, I don't know how many of them own those seats anymore, but the crowd is intense. You know, in Kansas City, the crowd is passionate, not quite as intense as it is in Philadelphia, but Philadelphia is a combination of passion and intensity all rolled up in one person. You know, and St. Louis was a little different. It took a while to get them to join us, but you could feel it. As we started playing well in 99, you could really feel the move from a baseball fan to a football fan. And I just think there's more noise from the fans today than ever. You know, the scoreboards promote it. The media promotes it. The fans promote it in the parking lot pregame. The parking lot festivities when you go to a stadium today. It's amazing. They're at 9 o'clock and they're 3 or 4 hours before the game starts, you know.
Coach, let me ask you this. You faced the 49ers a few times in your career. What was the best 49er team that Dick Vermeil had to go up against?
Well, you know, I never was. I was fortunate. I didn't have to coach against my best friend, Bill Walsh. Okay. But I would say Steve Mariucci's team that I coached against anyway in.
Interesting.
Was one of them, and that would have been 1998 when they were playing. I think the Ram team that I lost to in 1979 when they went on to the Super Bowl was an outstanding football team. You remember that team?
Yeah.
Ray Malvasi and the group, Vince Ferragamo, and that's the Ram team, not the 49ers. That shows you freaking how old I am. Anyway, I would say then to me, it was the Dave Mariucci team, and it wasn't as good in 99 when we beat him. It took right. the Rams 17 games to finally beat him. Remember, they lost to him 17 times in a row.
That's right. That's oh, right.
Remember people saying, oh, same old Rams, you know.
That's right. That's right. Dick Vermeil joining us on 95.7 The Game. Dick, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
All right. Hey, guys. Dick. Go 49ers. I'm an old-time 49er fan.
Absolutely. You grew up in Calistoga, right?
You bet. Listening to him. You bet. Frankie Albert. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dick. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Dick Vermeil.
San Jose State, too. The Spartans. Yes. He's great.
Kyle hears the noise, right?
Do you think with what we do in the times that you were a writer, that we'll use me as an example, we'll put you in there. Do you think we don't know how hard it is for these post-game pressers, for all coaches in sports?
I don't think it's that hard.
He said just be yourself, and that's what I would
do. You know what? He's absolutely right.
Steve Kerr is himself.
You look at he's back. Okay. In a town like Philly, that's the only chance. Like Buddy Ryan, they loved Buddy Ryan in Philly. Why? Because Buddy Ryan's Buddy Ryan. Dick Vermeil's Dick Vermeil.
So you know there is no act.
But you know what? Yeah. Is Gabe Kapler really Gabe Kapler?
I
couldn't stand him in Philly.
Because they know real ones, or they sense real ones.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Or an act.
But I do think after a while, people figure you out.
But if you're being real, Steiny, I guess that's not a bad thing. Like, we talk about Steve Kerr. Oh, he voices the politics. He'll say, like, that's who he is. And people, you know, they gravitate to that. Like, when you say, well, how could we figure out something that's real? All you know is, that's a pretty good guy. Might not be perfect, you know, but.
I mean, I just, like, with Kerr. And if you want to jump into the conversation, 888-957-9570
Bring up a guy.
Is the number. Go ahead.
It gets on your nerves.
Who?
Popovich.
What about him?
Like, though? From all accounts, he's a great guy.
Right.
But that stuff after the game, that was an act or being a bully.
It's different when you've won titles.
Damn.
If you win titles, you get to be that way. And it almost emboldens you. Now, the thing with Popovich is, you know, clearly he talks down to the media, but does not talk down to his players and his peers. Like, that's obvious to me. He just doesn't have nearly the respect for the media that he does for any of his peers. So he's going to be like that. But look, Kapler, people thought was a little bit phony, for sure. Kyle, I don't think anybody thinks he's phony, but, you know, is he a little arrogant? Yes, he's arrogant, but my big thing with Kyle Shanahan is it's almost like he won a Super Bowl, even though he didn't win a Super Bowl. He acts like he's won a Super Bowl, and the media treats him like he's won a Super Bowl.
That's his last name, I believe.
Well,
that he's that playing into right. that. Okay.
That ain't right.
But I feel like
because a lot of the media liked his dad.
Yeah.
That's not right. Mike and Milpitas. How you doing, Mike? What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I had a simple question, and only you two guys have the wisdom to answer it, and here it is. If you guys pick any coach, if each one of you could pick a separate coach, pick any coach that you know quite a bit about in your own mind, and ask yourself, if they were the 49er coach this right now for the next game coming up, what would that coach do that Kyle's not doing? Think in terms of the way you've seen that coach. I'll take the answer off air.
That's a great question.
That is fun.
And I don't know how to answer that, but then again, I'm not the guy saying Kyle's misusing everybody. And Kyle doesn't throw to Kittle enough. And Kyle doesn't get Debo the ball as much. And Kyle doesn't let... Like, I don't... My only assumption is that the reason he doesn't let Jimmy Garoppolo throw deep is because Jimmy Garoppolo's not good at throwing deep. So, I don't know what Bill Belichick would do. But it couldn't be the same thing if you think... If you think Kyle should be fired, and you bring in Bill Belichick, How would they look different on Sunday? It's a good question.
Yeah, I was thinking the great coach, former coach, Jimmy Johnson.
Fair. Okay.
The defense would look the damn exact same. But, Steiny, they would be trying to get the ball to Ayuk, Kittle, and Deebo Samuel in the air. They would do the jet sweep. That's what I'm talking. That's what he did. He don't have that killer instinct.
I don't know if it's.
And see, this I don't is believe what, that.
Let me finish this,
I believe
this,
he okay. doesn't think Garoppolo wait, okay. can do it, obviously. Well, now you're going to say this to me, though, because I can't. I got to ask you this because I know how you're going to answer it. He went shopping. He went quarterback shopping to get something better and greater. And that was Trey Lance.
Right.
And it was a short sample size, but yet we watched one full game, and that quarterback was under wraps. He did the same thing and put him in a straitjacket like he did Jimmy Garoppolo. So I'm starting to believe it's not the quarterback, it's the coaching style. And I know what, good, that's just one game. You sound like a fool for the people out there. No! This dude was supposed to have a cannon arm, Trey Lance, and you wouldn't let him let loose.
Well, the question is, are you holding Trey Lance against him right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Well, I don't.
I'm going Bomani before Bomani about Trey should have been ready last year. If he was this guy that you spent all this draft capital on, we shouldn't have had to wait. You shouldn't have had to wait. He should have been ready. This new toy should have been ready.
But
that was the sign that Trey wasn't.
Sorry.
I'm not mad at Trey.
I'm sorry, Goo.
All right.
This is where Kyle Shanahan
tell me
thinks you guys are fools. Because he never said, I'm going to have him ready in a year. He never said
what
that.
What was the okay? What he was just the point?
He just drafted a quarterback, Guru.
But when you had a
that's
team,
that's all he okay. did.
No, but he spent resources
okay.
to enhance a Super Bowl ready
that's
team,
right.
and you did that to wait. Like
we knew we. He's gonna. I'm just telling you what he's gonna say.
What's he gonna?
Of course, we knew we were gonna have to develop Trey Lance because we knew how raw he was.
Well, I'll tell you this about that. If you're
I'm
right,
just like,
and I think
of course
that's
I'm
not
right.
the case because they lucked their lucky asses that Garoppolo stayed here and remained here. Because Steiny, the part of this story
well, we don't
people
know
are
that
missing
yet.
Is they should your boy should be. The backup should be the starter right now. And then what are we talking about? They lucked out with
well,
that.
Don't, we don't
so
know
their
that.
Asses were not covered.
Well, let's
with
see if
the
they make the playoffs. Because okay. if they don't make the playoffs, he didn't
okay,
help him
well,
at all.
But Brock Purdy should be Jimmy Garoppolo right
okay,
now.
And would you like that?
It's not a... Obviously,
no, I mean, I'm just yeah. asking.
No,
I'm not
I wouldn't
saying,
like that. I don't think anybody would like that.
You know what?
Now, I can't rob Brock. Now, I got to give him the... Hey, let him go out. But do you get where I'm coming from? This dude... has done what you say he's only doing to Jimmy. To me, he's done it to Trey. Just in a
shorter
time
period. What about to Mullins?
Period.
Did he do it to Mullins and Beathard? Did Mullins throw the ball downfield
I don't
more?
Know. Normally, I'm off to
Kyle?
Jay-Z.
That's Kyle's brilliant.
That was wow. What did it look like? If you're telling me Kittle had his most yards with
but my
I hear you.
But my point is it doesn't like. This is where Kyle will get you. It doesn't matter. If Mullins threw downfield. Because if Mullins did, if you think he did throw downfield more than Garoppolo, Shanahan will say, yeah, because he has a better arm than Jimmy Garoppolo. And that's built into the game plan.
He didn't, by the way.
So he didn't trust Mullins either. You know what I mean? Or it was either going to be the former,
right.
or he's going to say, or we're going to say he hasn't trusted any quarterback he's had yet.
Okay, and if it's not Trey, oh my Lord. What quarterback is it going to be before you take the training
Maybe
wheels
Brock
off?
Purdy. Who knows? But yes, I'm not saying you're wrong or I disagree with you even. I'm just saying Kyle Shanahan would dismiss out of hand that he gave any indication that Trey Lance was going to be ready right away.
Wow. And I just
This is the thing about Kyle Shanahan that I believe, and this is where his arrogance comes in, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree, 49er fans. The mere fact, like, if Kyle Shanahan heard somebody say, Trey Lance, we thought he was going to be ready from the jump, that's when Kyle Shanahan says, do you know anything about football? That's when he can be arrogant, in fact. That's when he doesn't have to own up to a mistake. He can say, how many Division I AA quarterbacks who played 19 games are going to come into the league right away? Like, do you even watch the games? Do you even watch football? Of course Trey wasn't going to be good right off the bat. I never said that. We think he's going to be the best quarterback in 5 years, and I'm standing by that. So guess what? Deal with it.
That would be year 11.
Well, wait, for who?
For Kyle.
No,
I mean, but it feels like that. I mean, the cost has a lot to do with the anger.
You're not wrong.
What if they would have got a top O-lineman, okay, and you just rode it out with Jimmy too? Because now you're riding it out with Jimmy and you didn't want to. But what if you would have enhanced another part of your team? So you're telling me they did that, Stiney, to wait? To go take a project? And this is no shade at Trey.
But they clearly felt that whoever they took at three, because they didn't know, I don't think, who they were taking at three, but clearly they felt whoever we get at three, he thought, Mr. Shanahan thought,
I'm listening.
I can get him better than Jimmy Garoppolo in a year or two.
Man.
Like, that's what I think he thought. He didn't say week one, year one, and I'm sure he meant he wanted to have Trey Lance sit 1 year. And like, I think the plan was going great until Trey Lance got hurt. Like, he can say that. Yeah. And people will say, well, geez, you ran the hell out of him. You know what he'll say? You know what he'll say?
Tell me.
Yes, we were running him a lot because over the course of the season, we were counting on him getting better and better and better and learning more and more and more and learning reads and this. So clearly we were going to begin to run him less over the course of the season. But early in the season, we felt that gave us the best chance to win. You can't get him, Goo. Nah. You can't get Shanny.
Well, he's going to get himself. And he's going to get himself.
And it's going to take a while.
Yeah, or if they don't make the playoffs this year with Jimmy Garoppolo.
What about that?
Then all hell will break loose from the 49er fandom.
But that doesn't matter.
And it may have already done that now.
Okay, but that's just noise.
Yeah.
He'll be here game one next year. You think he cares? He's set for till 2025.
Well, he looks irritated.
Well, like, irritated is one thing. Well, and you know what? When he gets irritated, he'll get more dismissive of the critics.
And I'm not Dr. Phil. It's just what Coach Dick Vermeil said. You think Kyle's being himself up there?
I do.
I think he's being defensive.
Well, that's who he is. Because he's arrogant. Arrogant people are defensive. Take it from me. I'm very defensive.
Oh.
That's the way some people really don't like to be wrong. I'm one of them. I get that. But at some point, you got to grow up and say,
but when something's presented to you, you will take the L. That I know.
I hate to.
But
I hate to.
But you have, and I've heard you with other people.
But it's hard for me to.
I got to live. But no.
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to, but I'm just a dude on the radio. Kyle Shanahan, you got to understand, like, he's gotten to where he's gotten. And you can't question him. He's the head coach of the Niners. You know what I mean?
Listen to what I'm saying. People like that play themselves. Have you ever had a friend that's
they
sing, but they suck at singing, and you don't know how to tell them they're not good at singing? You're like, man, I just can't do that to him. Kyle is on the verge of doing that to where he's being so smart, but he's being dumb to
him
because it's so obvious to the public that you are, like, it's an act now. You're just holding on, being defiant because you think you're the smartest dude in the room. You risk that too, and I've met those
people. I think you're right, but he's always been this way. He's never really paid the price, so I don't like. When's he ever paid for being arrogant? Let's say he's the head coach of the Niners, the youngest head coach in the NFL. Never had a head coaching job. Gets a head coaching job with no experience. Now he's the head coach of the Niners.
What about losing the Super Bowl in 19?
Again, I'm just presenting the other side. Yeah. Okay, he lost the Super Bowl. Big deal. That's better than 30 other coaches.
Well, the way you ran your prize rookie in the ground and he got hurt in week two.
Like, you don't get it.
Okay.
You don't get how.
Guru doesn't get it.
No. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's just not all of a sudden going to be like, you know what? Maybe I don't know.
If he had a different owner, then maybe he would get it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. That's why I keep bringing up Doug Peterson and Philly.
A different owner would have never hired him.
Ooh.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Comcast Business text line always open at 888-957-9570. What the hell's going on with the Niners? We'll keep talking about it. You know why? because it's fun on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.